the fourth word. In the name of God, the merciful, the compassionate. The prescribed prayers are the pillar of religion. If you want to understand with the certainty that 2 plus 2 equals 4 just how valuable and important are the prescribed prayers, and with what little expense they are gained, and how crazy and harmful is the person who neglects them, pay attention to the following story, which is in the form of a comparison. One time, a mighty ruler gave each of two of his servants 24 gold pieces and sent them to settle on one of his rich, royal farms 2 months' distance away. "Use this money for your tickets," he commanded them, "and buy whatever is necessary for your house there with it. There is a station 1 day's distance from the farm. And there is both road transport, and a railway, and boats, and aeroplanes. They can be benefited from according to your capital." The two servants set off after receiving these instructions. One of them was fortunate so that he spent a small amount of money on the way to the station. And included in that expense was some business so profitable and pleasing to his master that his capital increased 1,000-fold. As for the other servant, since he was luckless and a layabout, he spent 23 pieces of gold on the way to the station, wasting it on gambling and amusements. A single gold piece remained. His friend said to him, "Spend this last gold piece on a ticket so that you will not have to walk the long journey and starve. Moreover, our master is generous, perhaps he will take pity on you and forgive you your faults, and put you on an aeroplane as well. Then we shall reach where we are going to live in 1 day. Otherwise you will be compelled to walk alone and hungry across a desert which takes 2 months to cross." The most unintelligent person can understand how foolish, harmful, and senseless he would be if out of obstinacy he did not spend that single remaining gold piece on a ticket, which is like the key to a treasury, and instead spend it on vice for passing pleasure. Is that not so? O you who do not perform the prescribed prayers! And O my own soul, which does not like to pray! The ruler in the comparison is our sustainer, our creator. Of the two traveling servants, one represents the devout who perform their prayers with fervor, and the other, the heedless who neglect their prayers. The 24 pieces of gold are life in every 24-hour day. And the royal domain is paradise. As for the station, that is the grave. While the journey is man's passage to the grave, and unto the resurrection, and the hereafter. Men cover that long journey to different degrees according to their actions and the strength of their fear of God. Some of the truly devout have crossed 1,000-year distance in a day like lightning. And some have traversed a 50,000-year distance in a day with the speed of imagination. The Quran of mighty stature alludes to this truth with two of its verses. The ticket in the comparison represents the prescribed prayers. A single hour a day is sufficient for the 5 prayers together with taking the ablutions. So what a loss a person makes who spends 23 hours on this fleeting worldly life, and fails to spend 1 hour on the long life of the hereafter, how he wrongs his own self, how unreasonably he behaves. For would not anyone who considers himself to be reasonable understand how contrary to reason and wisdom such a person's conduct is, and how far from reason he has become, if, thinking it reasonable, he gives half of his property to a lottery in which 1,000 people are participating and the possibility of winning is 1 in 1,000, and does not give 1/24th of it to an eternal treasury where the possibility of winning has been verified at 99 out of 100. Moreover, the spirit, the heart, and the mind find great ease in prayer. And it is not trying for the body. Furthermore, with the right intention, all the other acts of someone who performs the prescribed prayers become like worship. He can make over the whole capital of his life to the hereafter in this way. He can make his transient life permanent in one respect. O you who do not perform the prescribed prayers. And O my own soul, which does not like to pray. The ruler in the comparison is our sustainer, our creator. Of the two traveling servants, one represents the devout who perform their prayers with fervor, and the other, the heedless who neglect their prayers. The 24 pieces of gold are life in every 24-hour day. And the royal domain is paradise. As for the station, that is the grave. While the journey is man's passage to the grave, and unto the resurrection, and the hereafter. Men cover that long journey to different degrees according to their actions and the strength of their fear of God. Some of the truly devout have crossed a 1,000-year distance in a day like lightning. And some have traversed a 50,000-year distance in a day with the speed of imagination. The Quran of mighty stature alludes to this truth with two of its verses. The ticket in the comparison represents the prescribed prayers. A single hour a day is sufficient for the five prayers together with taking the ablutions. So what a loss a person makes who spends 23 hours on this fleeting worldly life, and fails to spend 1 hour on the long life of the hereafter, how he wrongs his own self, how unreasonably he behaves. For would not anyone who considers himself to be reasonable understand how contrary to reason and wisdom such a person's conduct is, and how far from reason he has become, if, thinking it reasonable, he gives half of his property to a lottery in which 1,000 people are participating and the possibility of winning is 1 in 1,000, and does not give 1/24th of it to an eternal treasury where the possibility of winning has been verified at 99 out of 100. Moreover, the spirit, the heart, and the mind find great ease in prayer. And it is not trying for the body. Furthermore, with the right intention, all the other acts of someone who performs the prescribed prayers become like worship. He can make over the whole capital of his life to the hereafter in this way. He can make his transient life permanent in one respect. The fourth word. In the name of God, the merciful, the compassionate. The prescribed prayers are the pillar of religion. If you want to understand with the certainty that 2 plus 2 equals 4 just how valuable and important are the prescribed prayers, and with what little expense they are gained, and how crazy and harmful is the person who neglects them, pay attention to the following story which is in the form of a comparison. One time, a mighty ruler gave each of two of his servants 24 gold pieces and sent them to settle on one of his rich, royal farms 2 months' distance away. Use this money for your tickets, he commanded them, and buy whatever is necessary for your house there with it. There is a station 1 day's distance from the farm. And there is both road transport, and a railway, and boats, and aeroplanes. They can be benefited from according to your capital. The two servants set off after receiving these instructions. One of them was fortunate so that he spent a small amount of money on the way to the station. And included in that expense was some business so profitable and pleasing to his master that his capital increased 1,000-fold. As for the other servant, since he was luckless and a layabout, he spent 23 pieces of gold on the way to the station, wasting it on gambling and amusements. A single gold piece remained. His friend said to him, "Spend this last gold piece on a ticket so that you will not have to walk the long journey and starve. Moreover, our master is generous, perhaps he will take pity on you and forgive you your faults, and put you on an aeroplane as well. Then we shall reach where we are going to live in 1 day. Otherwise you will be compelled to walk alone and hungry across a desert which takes 2 months to cross." The most unintelligent person can understand how foolish, harmful, and senseless he would be if out of obstinacy he did not spend that single remaining gold piece on a ticket, which is like the key to a treasury, and instead spend it on vice for passing pleasure. Is that not so?